This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now, while the lawsuit currently seeks declaratory relief, I want to note that we retain the option of curtailing federal funding to the North Carolina Department of Public Safety and the University of North Carolina as this case proceeds. But this action is about a great deal more than bathrooms. This is about the dignity and the respect that we accord our fellow citizens and the laws that we as a people and as a country have enacted to protect them, indeed to protect all of us. And it's about the founding ideals that have led this country, haltingly but inexorably, in the direction of fairness, inclusion, and equality for all Americans. This is not the first time that we have seen discriminatory responses to historic moments of progress for our nation. We saw it in the Jim Crow laws that followed the Emancipation Proclamation. We saw it in the fierce and widespread resistance to Brown v. Board of Education. And we saw it in the proliferation of state bans on same-sex unions that were intended to stifle any hope that gay and lesbian Americans might one day be afforded the right to marry. And that right, of course, is now recognized as a guarantee embedded in our Constitution. And in the wake of that historic triumph, we have seen bill after bill in state after state taking aim at the LGBT community. Now, some of these responses reflect a recognizably human fear of the unknown.
Well, we knew, Scott, when marriage was being redefined, this LGBT agenda was coming into the scene, and look how quick it has moved in our country. And this is what progressives do. And, you know, forgive us for wanting to, you know, get through the process, deal with it at the state level. Now you've got the insistence and the insertion of the federal government, who knows so much better than everybody else and wants to, you know, on one hand argue that everybody's vote counts, and in the next minute, you know, vaporizing that vote and their voice and saying that they know better. And, you know, it's like, what were we having this problem last year? I mean, what was going on with LGBT people? Were they just not able to go and use public restrooms? You know, I mean, for a small minority of people, we are turning this country upside down. And then here it is, the strong arm of the government saying, look, if you don't go along with us, we're going to withhold federal funds. Who are you to withhold federal funds? This is the people's money. You know, North Carolinians, I believe, you know, participated. They put money into the coffers there, and now they're going to withhold money because they disagree and they can't have a reasonable debate about this situation and how to handle it and how to resolve it. No, we're just going to go and retrofit everything. And, you know, it's like I said, I mean, with all due respect, I and some people, you know, were challenged by that when I said I went into a Starbucks and I saw a his and hers, and I'm thinking, okay, now is there going to be a third bathroom? It says whatever. And I didn't mean to be disrespectful with that comment, but it's just, okay, how are we going to handle this? And, you know, we're not even having that debate. It's just all of a sudden it's thrust upon the people. And, you know, there's already reports coming out at Target. Target's losing business as a result of it. There was a story the other day about a young girl coming out of the bathroom going, Mommy, Daddy, there's a man here with a telephone, you know, taking pictures over, you know, over the bathroom. So now you're going to have federal regulators, Scott, that are going to have to be in the bathrooms monitoring people and make sure they behave themselves, when up to now it wasn't an issue. But, you know, you got to love this government. government. It just opens up the door, goes in headlong, and doesn't even consider all the consequences, and somehow wants to argue. And I think it's a false flag to even consider that this LGBTQ agenda and whether or not they have a bathroom is reminiscent of Jim Crow laws and these other things that A.G. Lynch wants to present, so, you know, to bring up some sort of hysteria and some righteousness to her argument, which is hollow at best. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey,
what's...
Hey, sometimes we got to stop. I mean, the songs back in the 60s, you know, caused us to take pause and, you know, consider what we were getting ourselves into. And here it is, this microwave generation that we live in today. You've heard me say before, you know, we stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up, it doesn't move fast enough. And now we got a president that has a pen, he's got a cell phone, and he's just making laws. I mean, forget about the Constitution. And this comes from somebody who supposedly, and I say supposedly, and with all due respect, is that he says he was a constitutional professor. But man, he's done everything he can to obliterate it. But, you know, it's just where we come from. I mean, that's fine. He's got his position, thinks that the Constitution is a breathing document, that the Founding Fathers didn't mean exactly what they said. And that's the differential that we have here in our country today. We have people that believe that the Founding Fathers meant what they said. And that document serves us well when we are we're honest with it and we honor it. It's when we obliterate it and we go around it that we have problems and we create things like Obamacare. How do you like me now? Okay. Well, Patrice Lee is with us. She's a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, a director of outreach at Generation Opportunity, where she works to promote economic opportunity for millennials. Patrice Lee, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to give us these numbers. And, of course, whenever I get numbers from the government, excuse me, Patrice, I get a little nervous because I don't know what they're doing with their Common Core math or something. But, you know, they want to tell us that unemployment is at 5%, but everybody puts an asterisk on it and says, oh, it's maybe 12 to 15, really, because at 5% you think, well, you know, my neighbors should be all working, but I got neighbors around me who aren't working still. And we're at 5%, and the president says we're better off than ever. But the millennials are getting clobbered big time under this current workplace situation that they're experiencing here in America. It's no wonder they got their hands out saying, hey, you got to owe me something. I'm here. I'm willing to work, but I have no job.
That's absolutely right. I mean, the Obamacare or the Obama recovery has left jobs behind for young people. You know, every month we put out, based on the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we put out our own Millennial Jobs Report. And mm-hmm. consistently, it's been in the double digits unemployment or underemployment for young people. So this month, or for the month of April, it was 12.7%. You know, we're talking about millions of young people, excuse me, who are unemployed, who are not working, or who are working less than they would like to. I mean, exactly. It's not easy when you have a young person at home who can only get 30 hours a week or 20 hours a week, you know, working at the local coffee shop or folding sweaters at Old Navy. Now, that's not to diminish any of those jobs, But I think it's pretty difficult when you as a parent have spent tens of thousands of dollars putting your young person through college, and they're not able to find a job that can actually help them pay off their student loan debt.
Exactly. Well, and they're not going to make much of a dent into that debt with entry-level jobs. I mean, it's a transition. It's an opportunity for them to learn about business and kind of go through an apprenticeship type of program, whether it's folding shirts at Old Navy or doing whatever or flipping burgers. That's not necessarily a career for somebody who's gone to college, but you still need to understand. It's kind of like driving a car. You got to understand the mechanicals of what it's all about. And that is the beauty of, these kind of opportunities, whether it's a fast food situation or in retail at an entry-level position. What I'm concerned about, Patrice, is the discussion about these minimum wage jobs, you know, trying to raise that level up to $15. On the surface, it all sounds good, but what is this going to do for businesses? I mean, already when I go out, I mean, I'm seeing automated systems more prevalent than ever before. You know, you barely see a server at a restaurant anymore, and you've got a little electronic device where you run your credit card and it takes your money there. And, so I'm sure that there are a lot less servers in that restaurant than there was last year as a result of that. And that doesn't bode well for these young kids, because that's the kind of job that they would be, you know, at an entry level, they would be experiencing. And now those jobs are eliminated. And then you add the immigration issues that are confounding the issue as well, and creating problems and taking away these opportunities. I mean, it doesn't bode well.
It doesn't. And you know, these regulations, they don't exist in a vacuum. They're not by themselves. So, I mean, we talked about minimum wage, but let's layer on new overtime rules from the Obama administration. Let's layer on that Obamacare regulations on what constitutes a full-time worker versus a part-time worker. And what you have is a sum total of making lower-wage employees more expensive to hire and more expensive to keep. And for a young person who's just starting out, you know, and especially hits those who are not college educated, who have high school diplomas, it hits them particularly hard. For them, unemployment is about 25%. So that's not what gets covered in the national headlines. And that's what, you know, Generation Opportunity, we're trying to fight. We do want to see changes in federal and state and local regulations that scales back all the barriers, you know,
exactly,
that government puts on employees to be able to hire young people. One of the things that we're doing at the state level is pushing reforming occupational licenses. Now, these are just we call them government permission slips to work. But in essence, it's, you know, what are the regulations that you have to do to become, you know, a barber or a florist, or if you want to become an EMT and save lives. I mean, every state, they're very different. But some of the costs that are incurred, the cost that it takes to become a licensed professional, you know, is ridiculous. And so that just keeps young people who need opportunity out of the opportunity that's available. We talk about millions of jobs being unfilled right now in this country. Well, let's look at what it takes to actually fill them, and if it's possible for a young person to be able to get into those positions.
Exactly. Well, you know, the social engineering that has taken place by this administration, and it has been a gradual process, and it's equal opportunity. I mean, it's not just been the Democrats, but, you know, we've been dealing with a Democratic reign for the last two administrations, and this social engineering, it's like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? I mean, why would you want to talk about minimum wage? Why would you want to talk about all these government regulations to make things more difficult when, last time I checked, our economy still hasn't recovered?
That's absolutely right. I mean, when we look at growth, 0.5% growth is feeble. It's nothing for us to be celebrating. And every month, the jobs that have been created, the numbers keep getting revised down. So for the month of February and March, less jobs were created than even was reported. So, you know, what happens is there's a nice, pretty picture that's put out there on jobs day on Friday, and then the numbers get revised, but Americans don't hear that. What they do hear and what they feel is, the unemployment that their neighbor is feeling, that their that their niece who's graduating in the class of 2016 is feeling when she can't find a job, or when whatever positions that are available, you know, just not meeting the needs of higher rent and high student loan debt right now.
Well, Patrice, we've been the effect of this social engineering by this government. you know, what's your recommendation? We have to push back on this. We've got to bring some realism and reasonableness back to our government. What's your solution on this?
Oh, man, there's so many. And a lot of them are very conservative. And not surprisingly, let's lower taxes. Let's scale back regulation. Let's make it easier for employers to hire and keep employees, but also to make it easier for a young person to start their own business. And a lot of them are running into more regulations at the local and the federal level when they want to, you know, start their own business.
Exactly. Well, Patrice Lee, a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. Patrice, thank you so much for being with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GFK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps fuel open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
All of the lie,
BillMartinezLive.com.
It's online or any one of the 275 plus markets. Thank you for joining us, even shortwave around the world via our affiliate in Nashville, Tennessee. Good to have you along with us. Welcome back, America. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. You've heard me talk about them. You know why Planned Parenthood doesn't show women a ultrasound picture of their baby, and it's real obvious why they don't, because their intent is, hey, look, they're in the abortion business, and they're about that, and selling baby parts. I mean, that's clearly came out. Interesting. They broke the law, and not a whole lot has been done about it. But they went after David DeLayden, who took the video and brought it to light. And somehow you're the bad guy for bringing out the truth. This is where America is today. That's the reality of it. But it is about time that we do something about it. And your way to do something about this is to get involved with Save the Storks. They've got buses, 21 buses right now, another 21 getting ready to be released, where they go outside of abortion clinics and offer a free ultrasound picture of their baby. And it's incredible. 85% of the women that take them up on that offer, they choose life. And they choose a different story for themselves and for their newborn baby. You can get on the bus with us and tell them Bill Martinez sent you. Give them a call, 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. Save the Storks, or you can go to SaveTheStorks.com for more information. Thank you very much for being with us right now. Aaron Levine is with us. Always good to have him with us. He's the head of Merle Edge of Bank of America, and he's got tips on how all Americans can pursue the retirement they want when they want. Aaron, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, Bill. Thanks so much for having me again.
Well, it's no surprise Americans nationwide are taking stock of their financial situation, especially when it comes to retirement. Millennials are no exception. But according to the latest Merle Edge report, millennials' perspectives on their later years and how to get there hints at a redefining of retirement. Tell us about that. What's going on?
Yeah, Bill, it's actually fascinating. So two real things I'll highlight around this redefining. You know, first, over 40% of the millennials we surveyed talked about having a financial milestone or a savings goal as their retirement date, as opposed to an age that many of us would have always said, right, I'm going to retire at 65. They're really looking at it as a financial milestone. And it ties into the second piece. Over 53% said that for them, retirement is really the start of something new. It's not the end of a career and then beginning 20 years of leisure. It's an opportunity to start something new, maybe pursue a passion, get involved in the community, further education, start a new business. So it's really about thinking about retirement as now a moment when you do you have enough and can you sort of finance things you really want to do as opposed to necessarily a job that you feel like you have to do.
Exactly.
And a shift.
What a great perspective on that when you think about it. I mean, it's pretty liberating, and it gives you a sense of ambition and encouragement to keep your eye on the ball, and you realize, look, if you're stuck in a job, that you're not having a whole lot of fun. And according to the latest research that I'm aware of, Aaron, you know, probably 9 out of 10 people are working jobs they're not happy with. And so, like many millennials today are realizing, okay, this is just, it's part of the journey that I'm on, but if I look at this differently, then I can plan down the road. If I'm stuck in this job, it's not that I'm stuck in it forever. There's some light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, interestingly, on the other side of that coin, retirees who we surveyed, 18% said they are actually surprised they really feel a lack of purpose. And so that's really giving them their biggest challenge in retirement. So I think that you're seeing on both ends of the spectrum this desire, and I think it's partly because, you know, we're living longer, right? We're a lot healthier at 65, 70, and a lot more vibrant than we might have been 20, 30 years ago. And people are saying, I want to do something, and it's not, you know, just necessarily, you know, relax and then do nothing. So I think it is really important. It's a really a powerful trend that's very positive, I think, ultimately for this country around, you know, the way in which we'll spend our retirement very differently than we did 20, 30 years ago.
Well, to your point, Aaron, I've maintained that people want to be productive. I mean, you may get tired. You may say, look, I need a break and go play golf for a little bit. I got to tell you, I was semi-retired there for about 2 years, and it was driving me crazy in short order. And I said, I got to get back to work to do something. And interestingly enough, I mean, I've been away from the microphone for about 30 years, and I came back about 8 years ago and did something altogether different here with this talk show. But, I'm probably working harder in a sense than I've ever worked. Not as bad as when I was a little kid picking strawberries. That's a whole other story. But still, you know, but I got to tell you, by the same token, I'm having more fun than I've ever had.
No, that's absolutely right. And I think that, that's the trend that will continue. And I think more and more of us are feeling that way, that, you know, I love what I do or I don't. I know that there are other things I have passions for. So, you know, I'm very involved with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. So I say to myself, right, at some point, I want to transition, spend more time with them than I do maybe necessarily my day job. And so the question is, what do I need to retire knowing that I'm going to continue to do certain things and I may continue to work? And, but it just kind of goes back to the point that's critical for everyone to have a plan and really think about what they're trying to achieve over a long period of time.
Yeah, and like you say, to have a purpose, I mean, to be at that point where you lose a sense of purpose for your very life, that can be pretty debilitating. So, we'll hopefully encourage some people who are listening today, say, hey, it's fun to go play golf and have a break, but maybe it might be, something else of service to the community, something that, as you say, ignites the passion within that gives you a reason to get up every day and have some fun in life. Now, why is retirement being recognized, Aaron, as a time of possibility for millennials?
I think that it's, think about in terms of a different age. So retirement isn't necessarily something that you look at towards the end of your life. It's saying, maybe I'll achieve my financial milestone in my 50s or my early 60s. And therefore, that's when I get to do something else. So I think it all ties together with the sort of longevity, the fact that people are planning on and believe they're going to live longer, and we're seeing it. And it also is, for those that you said before, someone who's sitting there saying, boy, this is a tough job, and I'm sort of struggling through it every day. I really wanted something to look forward to, and I can't wait till I have a chance to sort of make my own choices around, how many hours I work and how I spend my time.
Exactly. Well, Aaron, historically, Americans, we were raised on consumerism. Not real good at saving, but now we're at that age, kind of like Yogi Berra said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. And we're saying some sort of relative association of that term and saying, God, if I knew I was going to live this long, I might have started a retirement plan a lot earlier, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question. It's all about early and often, and there are absolutely ways that everyone, your listeners, can start saving now, and it's small incremental steps. Again, you have to participate in any employer 401k because then there's matching opportunities. Automating savings, right? Take it right out of your paycheck and put it right into a savings vehicle. Mm-hmm. But again, here's an interesting stat. 38% of all our respondents and 49% of millennials graded themselves a C or worse on planning for retirement. Mm-hmm. Right? So many people are very aware that they're not doing enough. And the question is, what do you do when you get a bad grade? You should go seek help.
Yeah.
Right? You go to a teacher, you go to some expert. I think more and more people need to go and talk to somebody, a financial advisor, someone to help them, because then they can be much more disciplined in how they put a plan in place.
Yeah, get an idea of what successful people do and follow their lead. This isn't anything that's most incredible. As you say, it's a step at a time, like eating an elephant. One piece at a time, moving in the right direction, get some good counsel there. Now, where can Americans go for more information here, Aaron?
Yeah, they can go to MerrillEdge.com, or they can walk into one of our thousands of financial centers at Bank of America and talk to somebody.
Boy, some good stuff here. Great ideas. MerrillLynch.com. Aaron Levine with us on Bill Martinez. Aaron, thank you so much. It is just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I think you got it now. It's Bill Martinez. Here I am. We're live 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want a free DVD of the movie Risen today, it's being released in digital format. And it will be widely released as a DVD and Blu-ray come, I think it's May 24th, 25th. But right now, you had a chance to get it absolutely free. All you got to do is send me an email. Say, Martinez, put me in the running here. Send me a DVD of the movie Risen. Happy to do that for you. So just send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the Attorney General wants to be involved in dealing with the bathroom game in North Carolina, but can't seem to get on top of the timing of the Clinton probe. I mean, she's pretty much straight-armed request and saying, hey, when are we going to get an answer here? I mean, you've got the presumptive, for all intent and purposes, she's the presumptive nominee for the Democratic Party. And meanwhile, you're letting her go down the road and she's, you know, doing this in this cloud of investigation that goes on. Meanwhile, missing messages from the State Department claims it can't find emails from the manager of Clinton's server. I mean, you know, is this an absolute mess? Are we just going to be just waited? I mean, this is kind of the typical stuff that goes on with the Clintons and in government, is that everything's obfuscated, it's straight-armed, delayed to such a degree that you just wonder, you go, well, you know, are we even interested in this anymore? Do we care about what happened in Benghazi? So what of these Clinton emails, you know, that are out there that, you know, she violated the law and went even against the advice of her boss? Oh, yeah, he happened to be the president of the United States. You shouldn't be doing this sort of thing, which I thought was kind of interesting. I mean, he's the president and tells her she shouldn't, but still lets her. And somehow it just works out that way. I mean, it's like, whose government is this? Is this a government of we the people, or is it the Bill and Hillary government and Barack Obama government? I mean, it's like the rules and laws, I guess, for them are different than for us-ins, you know. It's no wonder that people are looking at the judicial system that we have right now and are so frustrated. And we're saying, hey, what happened to justice? Do we have justice here or not? We're going to touch a little bit on that, but we're going to particularly talk about the excessive class action attorney's fees that are now on trial with Lauren Schonbrunn. Lawrence is the Berkeley, California attorney for the petitioning class member of the Lafitte case. Lawrence, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. You're dealing with a topic, one of my favorite topics, and one that often just really gets my blood to boil, and that is the excessive class action attorney fees on trial. I think, you know, everybody is worth their weight, and they should be paid what they deserve to be paid. But even the attorneys I've spoken with, some, like Hillary Clinton, say when they ask her, say, well, why did you get paid that much? Well, that's what they offered. But, you know, we know she's pulling our leg here a little bit. We know that what the free market can do. But in some cases, when you come to attorney's fees, some attorneys know, hey, they got a very good thing here.
Well, the problem is the free market is not working in the class action field.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working for several reasons. One of them is that the attorneys don't compete against each other to represent a class. Rather, they work together. Unlike any other governmental project or governmental job where bids are put out by qualified bidders, and then the best qualified bid is selected. In the field of class actions, the lawyers, rather than working against each other to bid for the job, work all together. So you can imagine how bills multiply.
Exactly.
When that happens.
Well, yeah, I mean, this gives them an open to buy. I mean, it's like, hey, just have at it, just make up the numbers. And then, of course, the government, I'm still asking a question that when the government, you know, sues an automobile manufacturer and gets a bazillion dollars, you know, where does that money go? And it just kind of vapors into their general fund.
the unfortunate part of that is that how much the lawyers take out of that fund.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue here is that the lawyers initially are working for you, suing some defendant and trying to get money for you and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But then the dynamic switch and the lawyers are trying to take money from you as a class member. That's called the fee setting process.
Mm-hmm.
And at that juncture in the case, the class is abandoned. The lawyer is now working against the class's interest, trying to take money out of the recovery for themselves, and there's no lawyer there. There's no advocate trying to protect the class.
Exactly. And then we end up with a Starbucks card or, you know, some tickets that are so restricted that we can't even find an airplane to use them on.
Yes, well, that's a whole other problem in the sense that my issue deals with class actions. Whether they're good or bad, the lawyers are being overpaid. But
mm-hmm.
You're quite right. There's incredible abuse of the class action system, so that what happens is the class members are the people who are of least concern to this system. So what happens in that case, the lawyers get money and the class members get coupons. It reminds me of the famous Marie Antoinette quote, then let them eat coupons.
Yeah, let me get one. Exactly. And that's what's happening. Now, are the ranges, Lawrence, are they still around 35, 40% in terms of the attorney's fees? Or
yes,
can they vary, get higher than that?
That's another problem. In my case, the lawyers and the lower courts approved a third. Mm-hmm. And that's the standard percentage when you as an individual, let's say you've been hit in a car accident by another driver, you go to one lawyer or one law firm, they sign you up for a third. Mm-hmm. But in a class action, you have thousands, can be tens of thousands, can be millions of class members, yet the courts, the plaintiff's lawyers, still want to use that one third or 25%. In other words, they want to work on the class wholesale, but then charge each class member retail.
Wow.
And that's another abuse that my case is trying to fight.
And they're getting away. They've been getting away with this.
Not only have they been getting away with it, unfortunately they will. It pains me to say it, but they will continue to get away with it. The problem is that there's no one representing the class's interest. The plaintiff's lawyers obviously want high fees.
Mm-hmm.
The defendants, once they've given this pot of money up to settle the case, have no financial interest in how it's divided
exactly.
between the lawyers and the class. And the judge just wants the case to be over with.
Exactly.
So whatever the two sides have agreed to, and oftentimes they'll go into court and the plaintiff's lawyers will say the defendants have agreed to this amount. But the defendants have no interest in this amount. They're just going along. They don't suffer financially if the lawyers get 33%, 40%, 10%. It makes no financial difference to them. So it's the class members that are being taken advantage of.
They're the ones that, have had to experience the problem and the injury, and then they come across with 33% gain off of this deal. This just seems so wrong on so many levels, and I appreciate you coming on and bringing it to mind again, because it's been a while since my blood has been boiling, so thank you very much. Lawrence Schoenbrunn, Berkeley, California attorney for the petitioning class member in the Lafitte case. Thank you, Lawrence.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GFK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps fuel open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
We're
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. It's always good to have you with us. Up next, Jesus Culture Pastor is helping believers be rooted in Christ to change the world. That's what this is all about. I mean, why did Jesus come if not for us to be the change agent? That's our responsibility. What he's done in and through us is for us to be the light of a very dark world that seems to be getting darker and darker at every turn. I mean, we're arguing what kind of bathrooms are to be available. We're arguing, you know, did God really say back in the Garden of Eden when he's created man and woman? And our culture wants to question whether or not God was really serious about it. And it's up to us to be the courageous ones, to take a stand for the gospel and the truth. If not, then, you know, according to the latest Gallup poll, the people are saying, hey, where is the moral compass of our world and our community and our neighborhoods? You know, what is going on here? Well, for so long, you know, the culture has told people of faith, hey, we really don't want you to participate in the public discussion. Now that they've lost their way and, you know, you look at what's happening with our country, 7 out of 10 of Americans will say we are on the wrong track. Well, I firmly believe the reason we're on the wrong track is because we've let go of those anchoring points, those critical anchoring points that are so vital to the health and prosperity and the future of our country. We've let go of those. And as the Bible says, a people without vision, a people that cast off restraint, that restraint is what anchors us in those issues, those fundamental things that we must believe in. Well, Banning Liebscher is with us right now. He is a pastor and has written this book that I've been referring to, Rooted, The Hidden Places Where God Develops You. Banning, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really good. It's great to be on your show.
Well, good to have you here. Obviously, this is something that God took you to really discover this hidden place and how God developed you. I mean, you write this book from experience.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love a lot of what you're saying in regards to I really believe that every believer is called to bear fruit, and that we're called to bear fruit in our own personal life and relationships, but in society as well, in cities and nations. And I think is that we really went after that issue of what's it take to bear fruit. In John 15, you know, the Bible doesn't just call us to bear fruit, but bear fruit that remains. Mm-hmm. That and we live in a society that's very driven by short term, by kind of more instant type fruit, but the Lord calls us to bear fruit that remains. And so really beginning to kind of try to take people back to this issue of, if you're going to bear fruit that remains, all healthy, lasting, thriving fruit is connected to a root system that's been developed. And that I really believe that God, Ian Bounds actually talks about the issue that, you know, God flows through people. That if we want to see cities impacted and nations transformed, he uses people to do that. But if he flows through people, it means that he's very, very interested in developing them.
Exactly.
And that, as a society, we applaud fruit, but don't always applaud a root system. So that's what I'm going after, just trying to figure out how can we come alongside believers and say, listen, you're in process, and God is using that process to develop a root system in your life, so that you can bear fruit that remains.
Well, right now, Banning, you know, in this country, we're in a heated political system. There's a lot of emotions, a lot of temporal ideas and feelings that are bounding about. But yet, people understand. I mean, we're just off the heels of a National Day of Prayer. Not that we had 100% participation, but we had some participation with it. And people, you know, like you say, are going, look at, I want my life to count. I want there to be a system that I'm connected with that is producing lasting fruit, that can deal with the issues of our day, of whether or not we have boys and girls bathrooms. How do we respond to that? Because people are going to churches and going, wait a minute, I'm really confused. I mean, this world is turning upside down, and I'm going to a church and trying to get the answer. And unfortunately, in much the same thing that happened, and again, I don't mean to be critical of the church. I'm just challenging and encouraging the church to pursue the truth. And as you say, be rooted in such a way to where what is being spoken from the pulpits today is truly revelatory. It is, you know, God has an answer for the times of the day and the times that we're in right now. But if we don't seek and we're not connected to the root, we're not going to get the answer, and that's not going to be disseminated to a people that is just dying to hear what is the right way, what is the proper response to, you know, a bathroom of choice, for example, that we're dealing with here.
Well, one of the things that I would encourage people listening right now and really challenge them as well, obviously, when you look around society, you know, there's some really discouraging, disappointing kind of darkness out there. But whenever I read both the Bible and church history, one of the things that encourages me is that at the low points in society, in fact, there's a book called Cure of All Ills. An intercessor lady in the 90s wrote it, and she does a study on when society is at its lowest. Morally and socially and economically, when it's at its lowest, that's when God pours out his spirit. And she's talking about the cure of all ills is this thing. Well, when I look at history, in fact, one of the stories, one of the reasons why we talk about the hidden places, when I, there's a story of Jehu, who, you know, Elijah goes to heaven. Mm-hmm. He doesn't, his mandate to see Jezebel dethroned, to see righteousness established back in Israel, it hadn't happened when Elijah gets taken to heaven. So he leaves behind Elisha and Jehu as successors, and they continue to carry this thing on. But what's encouraging for me is, I mean, that time frame of Israel was one of the darkest, bleakest, most discouraging time frames. But God had a plan. He had a story that was unfolding, and Jehu had a part in it. But in order for Jehu to really understand what God was wanting to do in the nation, and in order for Jehu to really understand what God wanted to do through him, the Lord required that Jehu separate himself to an inner room. Mm-hmm. And it was in that inner room where he encountered the Lord, where the Lord spoke to him, where he received an anointing. And so this is one of the passions of my heart. I absolutely believe that God intends to do something significant in our country. And again, when I read the Bible Again, you can just go through stories. When nations turned, it was at their lowest time.
Right.
When I read church history, but he calls individuals out. He begins to call those. And again, you might be working in media, you might be working in politics, you might be working, you know, in the church, in all these different realms of society. I really feel like the Lord's calling people to separate to him, because he both wants to anoint them for transformation, but he wants to speak to them. So many people I run into, they just have no confidence.
Right.
It's very interesting. You're talking about courage in the nation stuff. I'm convinced that a lot of the church doesn't need more teaching. They just need courage to do what God's called them to do.
Exactly.
And that it's in that secret place where we begin to receive the confidence and the courage, the knowing who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to help shape society, but so many of us don't even know who we are. We don't have an identity rooted firmly in Christ, so it's very hard to help other people understand. In a very confused society, it's very hard to help other people if we're not deeply, firmly rooted and secure in our identity in Christ. So that's a lot of passion to see transformation happen.
Well, and I agree with you. I think that, again, in our fast-paced society where it's all about doing and not being, we become human doings, as my friend would say. And
yeah.
I love that expression. I mean, we get lost in the doing instead of the being, and God says, hey, come here and just be. Just be with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things is, we have a real passion to see transformation in nations. We want to see nations. We want to see America. We really believe that God wants to see America healed.
Mm-hmm.
That ultimately we're to heal the land, and that this nation is, you know, to be blessed and fruitful. But the reality is a lot of believers, they don't have the authority necessary to walk into that because they haven't really walked through the process that God wants them to walk through. And so as a church, we've got to begin to get, you know, a lot of why we are where we are in a nation is because the church lacked a long-term vision. It was very much about, you know, right now, rather than beginning to establish himself for the long-term. So the book actually, it's against the early life of David, the backdrop of the early life of David.
Right.
What we talk about is that David was anointed, like Samuel himself showed up, poured oil on him, gave him a word that he was going to be king over Israel when he was a preteen. It was almost two decades later before he really became king, when he was 30. And the point of that is that David had an anointing, but what he didn't have was authority. And so it took him, the Lord used a process in his life over the next few years to actually establish an authority in David's life. And my passion is to see believers that actually walk in authority.
Exactly.
That we're not just talking about transformation, but there's actually an authority on our life to see things shift and to see lives change and society transform. But there's no getting around it. That comes from an actual, like, allowing God to develop your life, and that just takes some time.
And to be the change agent that we know we can be. I mean, it's like David. David knew there was something driving him in his inner spirit, and he just had to get to that point to realize what it was all about. And as you say in your book, it was about intimacy, it was about serving, it was about community.
Yeah.
And those three key areas did the finishing touches for him. And look, we talk about David to this day. You know, I got to tell you, Banning Lipscher, I appreciate you being with us. Congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website as well.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.